Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says in the past 10 years, government has taken dedicated efforts to strengthen infrastructure in the country. BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda says BJP has never compromised with its ideology for power and position. MLA Montown Mankha Konyak inaugurates Pathkind Collection Centre in Montown and forest fire in Ungma village contained after 3 days. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in the past 10 years, the government has taken dedicated efforts to strengthen infrastructure in the country, inaugurating the Pamban Vertical Lift Sea Bridge and laying foundation for 8,300 crore rupees worth projects. He said that the development of Tamil Nadu contributes to the development of the nation. Calling the projects as a gift on Ram Navami, he recalled the mention of Lord Ram in Sangam literature. Mr. Modi described the importance of the ancient Tamil culture and language and said that Pamban Bridge was an example where technology met tradition.
I feel blessed that I could pray at the Ramana Swami temple today. On this special day, I got the opportunity to hand over development project worth 8,300 crore rupees. These rail and road projects will boost connectivity in Tamil Nadu.
Calling the vertical lift sea bridge as a 20th century wonder, he congratulated and thanked the engineers who worked for the first vertical lift sea bridge where ships and trains will make best use of it in the future. The Prime Minister said that this will boost the ease of doing business, trade, tourism and provide jobs for the people. BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that the BJP has never compromised with its ideology for power and position. Addressing the party workers at BJP headquarters in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that the party's ideology is affiliated to the Indian tradition and culture. He added that BJP is also a cadre-based and mass-based party committed to inclusive and humanistic growth, which has led it to be the world's largest political party.
आपने देखा एक लंबी लड़ाई के बाद आज रामनवमी के दिन लाखों दर्शन करने वाले लोग भव्य रामलला की मूर्ति को और भव्य राम मंदिर को देखे और हम लोगों ने हमेशा कहा वी हैव नॉट वर्क्ड ऑन द इंटरेस्ट ऑफ द पार्टी वी हैव नॉट वर्क्ड इन द इंटरेस्ट ऑफ एक्स और वाई वी हैव वर्क्ड फॉर द नेशन नेशन फर्स्ट देश को आगे रखा.
Mr. Nadda also remembered the founding fathers and instrumental leaders of the Jansangh and the BJP. He also mentioned that for the next week, party workers will visit around 5 lakh booths and also visit members of the Jansangh or any founding members of the BJP. MLA Montown Mankha Konyak inaugurated the Pathkind Collection Centre in Montown yesterday. This centre is a collaboration between Pathkind Laboratory, NABL accredited lab and Eastern Diagnostic Center, Montown. The inauguration was done in the presence of Ministers C.L. John, Advisor Kongam Konyak, MLAs and other dignitaries. The center is equipped with the state-of-the-art machines and staffed by certified pathologists and technicians. It offers various packages including specialized tests in oncology, neurology, gynecology, nephrology and others. The lab also provides home collection services for patient convenience. The Pathkind Collection Center is aimed at improving healthcare accessibility in Mon District by providing high-quality diagnostic services and reducing the need for patients to travel to higher centers for medical care. The forest fire that broke out in Ungma village on April 3 has been successfully contained after burning for 3 consecutive days late last night. The situation worsened due to strong winds on Saturday, causing the fire to spread rapidly and threatening larger stretches of forest and nearby farmlands. OC Fire Station Mokokshan confirmed that the fire has been contained. He added that the fire reportedly started on 3rd April in the nearby jungle. However, their priority was focused on human habitats and added that they could not pursue much on the jungle fire due to lack of resources. It was only on Saturday evening that, with the report of the fire breaching the surrounding habitats, the firefighters pressed into action from both the fire stations, north and south. The OC added that due to the collective efforts of public volunteers, Assam Rifles Mokokchung, and the fire personnel, the fire has been successfully brought under control. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. In a significant development aimed at strengthening healthcare support within the Ao community, the Ao Kakachir Telongjam Guwahati today signed a memorandum of understanding with Apollo XL Care Hospital, Guwahati. This collaboration seeks to ensure availability and safe storage of blood within the hospital, a step that will significantly enhance healthcare services for the Ao community. As part of the agreement, Apollo XL Care Hospital has committed to provide free ambulance services for Ao students residing within a 20-kilometer radius of Guwahati. In addition, the hospital has offered 15% discount on all outpatient services and on inpatient services for members of the Ao Naga community in general, which will help alleviate the financial burden of healthcare costs for families. This offer will be available to all the Ao Naga community in general, contingent upon the fulfillment of the hospital's established policies and terms and conditions. Amid the ongoing water crisis in Wokha Town, Deputy Commissioner Wokha Vineet Kumar, in an order yesterday, has issued guidelines enforcing strict restrictions at the Etsochuka spring water source, which has seen a sharp decline in water levels. The guidelines said unauthorized drawing of water in any form, like water pumps or pipes at the source, is strictly prohibited, with no exception for private entities, tanker, trucks, etc. It is also prohibited washing clothes and bathing and dumping any kind of water waste inside the Etsochuka spring compound. It informed that strict penal action will be initiated against the defaulters, for which PHED Wokha has been directed to supervise and monitor to ensure strict compliance by all. The order further informed that PHED will bring out regulations and instructions with regard to supply for water to the consumers. Following confirmed sightings of a leopard near Chudi village under Wokha district, Office of the Wildlife Warden Dimapur has issued public advisory. The advisory comes after camera traps captured the movement of the animal on 27th of last month, possibly drawn to livestock in the area. Authorities have urged public to exercise caution, especially during evenings and night, and avoid venturing alone into nearby forested areas. Residents are advised to secure livestock in robust enclosures, maintain clean surroundings to avoid attracting wild animals, and report any unusual animal movement or livestock disappearance immediately. The Wildlife Division emphasized the importance of avoiding rumors and urged villagers not to approach or provoke the wild animal if sighted. The department assured that necessary steps are being taken and called for community cooperation in ensuring public safety. Chief Minister Nephew Rio and Deputy Chief Minister has extended greetings to all karyakartas on the occasion of BJP Foundation Day. In a social media post, Mr. Rio expressed hope that the party remains steadfast in its commitment to nation building, guided by the principles of democracy, dedication, and inclusive development. Meanwhile, Mr. Patton said over the decades, the BJP has grown into a party that stands firm on pillars of nationalism, development, and good governance. He said, this day is also a tribute to countless karyakartas who have worked tirelessly in every corner of our country. The Deputy Chief Minister further urged all to rededicate to the mission of empowering the people, uplift the marginalized, and build a future rooted in unity and strength. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says in the past 10 years, government has taken dedicated efforts to strengthen infrastructure in the country. BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda says, BJP has never compromised with its ideology for power and position. MLA Montown Mankhao Konyak inaugurates Pathkind Collection Center in Montown, and forest fire in Ungma village contained after 3 days. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.